time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, my name is Sandy Lofald, and the Eureka High School Agriculture Department is busy preparing students and their projects for the Redwood Acres and Humboldt County Fairs. Between both local fairs, we have over 70 students' projects where students raise, market, and sell high-quality livestock to supportive community members. This year, our students are raising market beef, swine, lamb, goats, chickens, turkeys, and rabbits for our local fairs. We also have several students who are raising breeding projects, including lambs, rabbits, and goats.
My name is Caitlin Clifford, and this year I'm raising a pig for the Redwood Acres Fair and Humboldt County Fairs. Raising livestock through Eureka FFA and any local 4-H or FFA program requires a variety of skills and understanding in areas such as animal husbandry and care, animal health, nutrition, livestock selection, marketing, finance, and business management. Students who raise livestock learn a sense of responsibility and ownership and learn how to care for something other than themselves. Responsibility and care are important aspects of raising a quality livestock animal. The future of agriculture and the way that society views food production is highly dependent upon proper education of our youth.
My name is Jaden Carterby, and this year I'm raising one pig for the Redwood Acres Fair and one for Humboldt County Fair. Programs such as 4-H and FFA are excellent training platforms for youth who raise livestock on a small scale. In the last 2 weeks, over 350 students within Humboldt County started their livestock projects for the Humboldt County Fair in August. For the next 4 months, students will be caring for their animals and preparing them for shows. This process involves more than feeding and grooming animals on a daily basis, which in itself is not always an easy task. Our students will be waking up early, even during the summer, to take care of something other than themselves. We are very proud of our Eureka FFA students and their quality livestock projects.
We'd like to take this opportunity to thank American Ag Credit for their zero interest loan program that is available to students in local 4-H and FFA programs. Within this program, so many students in our community would not be able to raise livestock. We'd also like to thank our local feed stores who supply our students with high quality feeds and provide discounts to 4-H and FFA members. Lastly, we'd also like to thank our generous community members who support our students through purchasing animals at our local fairs. Without the support of our community, our students would not have the essential experiences of raising livestock and becoming active members of the agricultural community. Thank you, Humboldt County, for your support of our students. Again, I'm Sandy Lofold, and I teach agriculture at Eureka High School.
Again, I'm Jaden Carterby, and I'm a student at Eureka High School.
And I'm Caitlin Clifford, and I'm also a student at Eureka High School.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.